Okay, something big happened last week. Now, Fev, your favourite song, Dancing On My Own, sung by Callum Scott.
So, and I'm right over here, why can't you see me?
Oh. Loves that song, doesn't he?
Yes.
There was a phase last year where that's all you sang. It was everywhere we went, you were just doing it. Remember when you were on Snapchat and then everyone on Snapchat was singing it back at you?
Remember when I was on the X Factor stage?
Yeah, you went up on the X Factor stage and sang it in front of all the Voice. It was The Voice, I think.
I think it was the X Factor. I was there.
It was the X Factor.
The X Factor's gone.
Adam Lambert was there.
I'm pretty sure it was X Factor.
Iggy Azalea watched him before. Yeah, no, it's definitely the X Factor.
Okay, the X Factor. Anyway, we decided. Now, we've got our much-loved segment, Tradioka.
The thing is, I believe you so much, I actually said The Voice. And I was on the stage and I knew it was X Factor.
Loves the song, though.
I don't think that show's been X. So I forgot about it. Okay. Now, you love that
song. Yes, I do.
Now, we love Tradioka, so we thought we'd do a little bit of a sting on you. So we knew Callum Scott was coming into town. Now, Callum Scott landed last week before he did any other media appearances. We knew that you loved the song, but the truth is, Callum doesn't necessarily have the physical profile that you would know at this stage, Fev. So we knew you wouldn't necessarily watch the film clip. You don't know what he looks like.
It wasn't Bruno Mars.
Ed Sheeran, someone very recognisable. Like yes. So we thought, why don't we do a live version of Tradioka where we get some great tradies in to sing and perform for us, like the X Factor, and why don't we get Callum Scott dressed up as a tradie and put him in front of you to see whether or not you even recognise him. So it was a great event. We had the likes of Jake, our carpet tailor from Greensboro. He gave us a little bit of Barnsley.
Well, he's a steel times a sorrow. He's a legend of his time. Running like a cyclone from the wild Midwestern sky. Whoa, he's a working class man. Whoa, he's a working class man. Whoa, yeah.
Jake smashed it.
Jake was
amazing. Good. Then what's Tradioka without Hannah, our traffic controller from Dandenong?
Sing once again with me, our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn from me to glance behind, the phantom of the opera is there inside your mind.
Hannah always knocks it out of the park. Then our final contestant was Scott from Scoresby, but it wasn't actually Scott from Scoresby. It really was Callum Scott. So before you were involved, Fev, I'd gone and had a quick chat with Callum as he was putting was putting on his Blundstones, he was putting on his tradie outfit. Yep. So Callum and I had this little chat.
Now, Callum Scott, you are such a legend because you, not only are you just a legend because of your music ability and your talent, but you have agreed to dress up as a tradie and pretend to be a tradie.
Mm-hmm.
We're running an X Factor style audition process right now with tradies.
Okay.
Now, Brendan Favola sings your song Dancing On My Own more than any other song. He is obsessed with it.
Oh, bless him.
And we're going to see whether or not he realises that Callum Scott is singing it in front of him, because he's going to think you're a tradie called Scott. So you're Scott from Scoresby. What's your trade,
Scott
actually?
Scott from Scoresby?
Should we make you?
I like bricks.
Bricklayer.
Yeah,
so
I like
you're,
bricks.
You're Scott, a bricklayer from Scoresby. Now, you've been accompanied by your very talented friend, Ace, but we'll call him Sam. So Sam and Scott, bricklayers from Scoresby. Under no circumstances are you the actual Callum Scott.
No.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be good. Good luck.
Thank you.
It's fair to say, Boxy, when Scott from Scoresby started singing, the other two tradies left the building real quick.
Coming up shortly on the show, you're going to hear Fev's reaction. Did he or didn't he recognise Callum Scott?
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fev, something so fun and exciting happened.
Oh, was it fun, was it?
It was really fun last week. So you've all known Fev on the radio now for a couple of years, and so you would know that he is a massive fan of Callum Scott's song Dancing On My Own.
And I'm right over here.
Why can't you see me?
He would anytime, Snapchat that. He would do everything
anytime
with it.
Anytime there's a microphone around, you'd sing it.
Yes.
We even blindfolded you and put you on the X Factor
yes,
singing
you did.
It.
So thoroughly enjoyed that.
We knew Calum Scott was flying into town. We also knew that you weren't necessarily aware of what he looked like because you sing his song all the time. But because that was his breakthrough song, you weren't necessarily.
He looks a bit different than what he did when he sung that on the X Factor when he won.
So we thought we would grab him before he did any other press. So he flew into Melbourne, got him straight here into the radio station before he'd appeared on the project or anywhere else. And he was such a great sport. We've got a segment here we love on the show called Tradeoke, where tradies call in and they sing. So we set up a fake little X Factor audition process for tradies. So we said to you, Fev, we're going to get some tradies coming in. We're going to sit there like the X Factor judges and they'll perform to us.
Yeah, I was right into it too.
Yes. So, but little did you know, we had Calum Scott dressed up as a tradie. And he had his mate, Ace, who we pretended was his accompanist, mate from the work site. So this is how it played out.
Who actually
out.
Played keyboard in real life.
Yeah. So let's experience
Scott
it
and
live.
Sam, eh?
So we had Fev, you, myself and Byron were sitting there on our X Factor seats. The door opened. In came Jake, the carpet tiler from Greensboro,
too,
who was brilliant.
Whoa, he's a working class man. Whoa, he's a working class man. Whoa, yeah.
Just at the end there, probably the falsetto didn't quite hit, but
he was
great, Jake. And next we had our regular Tradeoke participant, Hannah, a traffic controller from Dandenong North. And Hannah gave us another wonderful musical rendition.
The Phantom of the Opera is there. Inside your mind.
Hannah was on point. Then
he was sorry, what?
Okay, then picture this, and you will be able to see this video obviously online. We'll put it on our socials.
Nah,
it's up now.
Really,
it's on Facebook.
Do we?
Yeah. So picture this as we play this out. So there we are. Now Calum Scott and Ace, his pianist, they're dressed in tradie gear. They've got bloodstones on, they've got their high-vis vest. And they are about to walk in and perform. Now, their names are Scott and Sam, bricklayers from Scoresby. Have a listen.
This is another duet. We've got a couple of tradies here, bricklayers from Scoresby.
We do Scott and Sam, a duo. We often get duos on the radio. So shall we introduce Scott and Sam from Scoresby?
Oh, here they come.
Here we go.
Oh,
here
we go.
Hi, hey, guys.
Couple of likely lads.
Okay,
Sam's
so
on the keyboard.
On the keyboard.
Scott on the mic. Sam on the keyboard. Bricklayers from Scoresby, boys.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you sing on? Do you sing on site?
I'm kind of nervous, you know.
Fair enough.
You know what? We won't even require any more conversation because we can see you're a little bit nervous. It's a bit difficult to go from the tools and then suddenly you're here performing.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Okay.
You'll be right, mate.
Okay. So Scott and Sam, bricklayers from Scoresby. Good luck, boys.
Cheers.
Somebody said you got a new friend. But does she love you better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. And I know where you're at, I bet she's around. And yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy. I just wanna dance all night. And I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line.
yeah. Stilettos and broken bottles, I'm spinning around in circles. Said I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Come on, the music dies, but you don't see me standing here. I just came to say goodbye. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home.
Well,
it's Fifi Fevan Byron on 101.9 The Fox.
The irony of Callum Scott, international recording artist, standing in front of Fev and singing the lines, I'm standing here and you don't see me. Because to reset, that was, and you can see this all, I seriously go to Facebook and have a look at this video.
Fifi Fev Byron.
Callum Scott dressed up in high vis as a tradie, performing for Fev and Byron and myself. Fev honestly thought that Callum Scott was a tradie and just performing a rendition of Callum Scott's song.
Don't forget the pianist behind him, who was also a tradie, dressed in high vis, Fev.
Yes.
So I think my favourite bit of that whole performance was when I was saying to you, I think we should sign him up, Boxy.
Yeah, I couldn't even look at you.
He's really good.
So Callum performed that. He was amazing. And up next, hear the reaction Fev has when it finally dawns on him that was Callum Scott.
Oh, God.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Fev, Byron on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with what we're talking about right now, Fev.
Yeah, now, if you just joined us, we had Callum Scott. He flew into Melbourne. We grabbed him immediately before he did any press because Fev still didn't really know what Callum Scott looked like, but he loved his song. His song, Dancing on My Own, is your favourite song, Fev. You sing it endlessly. So we had sat in a boardroom as X Factor judges getting tradies for our big segment we do here on the show, Tradioki.
Yes.
We had tradies coming in and performing for us. We dressed Callum Scott up in a high-vis vest, Blundstones. He and his mate, Ace, who we called Sam. Yeah. We called them Scott and Sam.
They were a great duo, weren't they?
They performed. So you're about to hear the end of the song, which is so... How you don't know that's Callum Scott.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary
because I
talent.
Just didn't think.
Now let's listen for Fev's reaction when the penny drops.
So far. But still so near, the lights come on, the music dies, but you don't see me standing.
Jerry's turn. Get that mic
drop it.
Tradeoke, Feb just dropped the mic. Scott there and Sam.
Stop
from
it.
Scoresby, bricklayers from Scoresby. I mean, what do you make of that?
That was so good.
Leon, get his details. We're going to sign him up. Touchdown.
That was so good. You are so talented. Like, we could try and send that to Callum Scott himself.
Thanks, yeah.
And he's heard me singing and it wasn't very good.
Yeah, Callum has heard Feb and he didn't get a good appraisal from
Feb,
that.
Feb
so.
Spoke to Callum Scott on the phone a year or so ago and he gave you some feedback.
Yeah, it was just before. He released his new song and he said, please don't sing that one because you butchered my old one. So, but yeah. That was...
Could that be better than Callum Scott?
Well, if Callum Scott's going to hear it, no, but yes, it was. Yeah, it was. That was unbelievable. You obviously sing.
A little.
A little. Mate, you're amazing. You need a record deal.
Absolutely, I agree.
Fox's very own.
Boy, boy. Yeah, I mean... Handshakes around.
Like, for argument's sake, what if that was Callum Scott standing in front of you singing?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
It is not.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's Callum Scott.
All right, stitch up.
Callum Scott's in Australia to promote his debut album, Only Human, available for pre-order now. It hits stores March the 9th.
Oh, God, it's a stitch up.
You had no idea. I thought I was going to mess up on the accent so badly.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was looking at him going, Jesus Christ. And all this. I was going to go, for a roof tiler, his boots are very clean. Seriously, but I thought, I better not bag him. Look how clean his boots are. They've never been used before.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's so funny. And this is Ace.
This is the keyboard player. And, guys, as a little treat, obviously, I know, Feb, take a seat, mate, because now that Callum's here, he's actually going to perform for us his new single, You Are The Reason, from his new album, Only Human.
The one that he said not to butcher.
Yeah, so it's Callum Scott.
That is so embarrassing.
Please, let's
thank
do
you
it.
Very much.
At least I was into it.
Oh, thank God.
Here we go. This is You Are The Reason, the first single from the new Callum Scott album, live at the Tradeoke Studios. Let's do it.
My heart beating, 'cause you are the reason I'm losing my sleep. And please come back now. And there goes my mind racing, and you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless now. I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. Oh, 'cause I need you. You are the reason. There goes my hand shaking, and you are the reason my heart keeps bleeding, and I need you now. And if I could turn back the clock, I'd make sure the light defeated the dark. I'd spend every hour of every day keeping you safe. And I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. I need you to see that you are the reason. You are the reason.
I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. 'Cause I need you to see that you are the reason.
Wow. Hey, guys, not bad for a brickie from Somersby. How about that? Callum Scott on Fifi, Fev and Byron in the aftermath of Tradeoke. Fev's still getting his head around who you are.
No, when he walked out, I thought, geez, he's nervous. All he said was, yip.
Yep.
He's just going, yep. But if he had a spoke, I would have got the accent.
Yeah.
But he walked out, I thought, he's got no words, he's poor kid. He can't speak.
He did look really nervous.
Really nervous. I'm like, oh, this poor kid. All he goes, yep. I'm like,
oh,
my
God.
Oh,
so cool.
The high vis, Fev's right. There's not a lot of dirt on the high vis.
Look at the shoes. They're so clean. That's a great stitch up.
Only Human is the album that's available for pre-order, and that is the single that we're playing on the Fox.
I
that
know,
was
and
ridiculous.
Such a beautiful single. We love it so much. Now, Fev can sing that for the next 12 months.
There you go.
And send you royalties.
Mate, if I had known, I wouldn't have worn my pyjamas in. I look like a bum. I'm so embarrassed. I never get embarrassed ever, and this is probably the most embarrassed I've ever been. Literally. I was singing with him. I'm like, I hope I don't stuff him up.
You sounded great, actually.
Was part of you thinking you're a little bit better than him at some stage?
Oh, I think I hit my pitch at the end.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, we'll be in contact, guys. I thought that was pretty impressive. Yeah.
I'm going to sign him up.
Thank you, sorry.
Download the Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up now on the Fox app.
Yes, Callum Scott, disguised as a tradie, auditioning for Judge Fev there, and he just fell for it hook, line and sinker.
What a great sport Callum Scott is. He's flown into Melbourne, long-haul flight, popped on the tradie gear. What a legend. And do have a look at the video. It's on our Facebook page. There's some of it on Insta too. It's just priceless. It's Callum Scott as a tradie and Fev just singing along going, yeah, this guy's okay.
He passed.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
A very special day for our very own Fiona Box.
It's Fiona's birthday.
It's a massive, massive day. Happy birthday, Fifi.
Yes, happy birthday, Fifi. Fifi, it's your birthday.
You're making too much of it now.
And the best thing is that you're very lucky in a sense because my birthday's when we're on holidays and so is Byron's.
Yeah.
So you're the only person in this team on air that has their radio as their birthday, which is pretty dangerous, really, because she does nothing for us.
Well, she doesn't have to.
We're not around.
I send you text messages.
Yes. Yeah. So we thought we've got a few little bits and pieces for you, Boxy, on your birthday.
Okay.
And you come back after the holidays, so it was about my birthday period, and you came back and you didn't stop talking about one certain person. And and your love for this show and your love for him to the point where my wife is now in love with him.
Mm. Yeah,
so
I know,
you've
I
wrecked my
that.
Relationship at home.
Let's set up who that is with
and
a little bit of...
we're going to set it up for everyone listening in the car who this is.
Thief, when she first came back.
He's this incredible kilt-wearing Scottish warrior. He takes his top off a lot. He looks great. he's chivalrous. He defends his woman. He's just everything I love in a man.
Who is he again, Faith?
His character's Jamie Fraser from the series Outlander, and the actor is Sam Heughan.
Sam Heughan, yes. And we did a little bit of a... What did we do last couple of weeks ago when we stitched her up?
Well, that wasn't very funny, was it?
No, you got a Scottish man to ring in and pretend to be Sam Heughan.
It was actually our producer Leon's boyfriend, Ian.
Big shout out to Ian.
And we're sorry about that. We shouldn't have done that. That wasn't very funny.
Mm.
We didn't get him again because we couldn't. He's busy.
Why can't you?
Oh, well, he's busy.
he's got a lot on.
He's got a long on. But we thought we'd go to the next step.
Oh, dear.
And Byron and I and the team out there thought we'd get you something similar.
Really? Very similar. Okay.
And come on, Rob. Out you come, mate.
We're wheeling in the presents. You can see all this on our Instagram.
There's a man walking in with bagpipes.
Facebook Live. Here we go. Let's have a listen as he gets closer to the studio. Have a listen to the song that's playing on the bagpipes. Come on in.
Happy birthday.
Well done, Rob. Special gift there.
Thank you, bagpipe player
to perform Happy Birthday. Fev has organised that on behalf of the team. What a lovely gesture.
Yeah, well done, Rob. That's amazing. We couldn't get him, so we just thought we'd go the next best.
Well, Rob, look, you look just as good as Jamie Fraser, Rob, in your kilt.
He's a kilt there.
With the fairy bit at the front.
I've also worded him up, and he's gone, been at home all weekend trying to learn this.
Okay.
Another tune.
Oh, dear. Mm.
Just a tune of Outlander for you, Boxy. It's very loud, isn't it?
Wow. Beautiful. Oh, yes. That's the song.
And now Rob's going to get his top off. No, he's not.
Rob, are you a real Scotsman?
He's not on a microphone.
He's not on a mic.
That's not my fault. Byron, you should have fixed it.
And that's all good things Byron and I do. That stuff doesn't come for free. So you've got to do a bit of a live... You've got to just do a little bit of a credit there, mate, just to read that out.
This bit's a bit tacky, but Rob is available to play at weddings, funerals, events, parties, or any special occasions for Rob. Rob also doesn't have a Scottish accent, which is why we didn't put him on air. But it's bagpipeplayer.com.au. I repeat, bagpipeplayer.com.au.
Well, I can testify how brilliant Rob is. Looks the part,
really
amazing bagpipe ability.
Yep. Now, right after this break, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. The surprises don't end there, Fifi. There's another surprise for you.
She's like, oh, no.
Right after the break.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
It's a huge day here on the show.
Fiona.
Happy birthday, Fifi.
Well, thank you. I feel like you're going overboard now, though. It's
everyone.
Just a birthday.
Fev's already
People
arranged.
Have them all the time.
Fev arranged a very special gift just before the break, didn't you, Fev? That was extraordinary.
Yes, extraordinary. We got the bagpipes, a Scottish kilt-wearing man.
Because I love Jamie Fraser
love
from
Jamie
Outlander.
Fraser, man. Mm. So does every other female in this world.
I thought for a second that Sam Hewen, the actor, was going to walk through
just
the corridor.
He's got a lot on.
Yeah. That would blow my mind.
Now, this one... We'll work on that for another birthday. Look, we've had our fun now, though, and I know as a Tintern Grammar graduate, part of the alumni of Tintern, one thing that hurt your feelings a bit before was the Avenue of Excellence is something that Winter Olympian Scotty James, who won the bronze medal, he is now widely considered the most successful Tintern Grammar graduate, obviously with the Avenue of Excellence Award bestowed on him. You have been in the past ignored by Tintern?
No, I haven't.
Despite doing very well in life.
They've been wonderful to me, Tintern.
So what they've done here, and you will know this teacher, Fief, you will know this teacher as Tritz.
Yeah, Tritz, my drama teacher.
Tritz, obviously Mrs. Yarkovovic. Now, she has worked very hard.
Jarkovic.
Yeah. She has worked very hard on this, and they've actually come up with something very, very special in acknowledgement.
Are you serious?
Of your
I wasn't part of this.
Extraordinary achievements as a
at my school, Tintern.
Here we go. Here they go.
Happy birthday, Fifi!
On behalf of Tintern Grammar, we have a little surprise for you. Note the term little surprise. With a golden head girl, honcho, trailblazer, leading light, guru, captainess, lioness, exhibiting prowess, Fifi Box, you showed not just the complete abandon to cheekiness and mischief at our school captain, but you embellished the school motto of
Deeds Not Words.
Indeed, Fifi Box, you were the loud achiever, dancing, cheering, laughing, singing, performing as if the world was your stage. So dearest Fifi, you have been awarded
the Tintern Grammar Golden Talent Award.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Congratulations.
Tritz, you are a legend. Oh, and how good are the girls?
Not the Avenue of Excellence.
I mean, I'm not Scotty James. I don't have a bronze medal, but that just felt good. Thanks,
guys.
Oh,
that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed that one.
The Golden Talent Award.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
There are new stats to show that the number of Australian middle-aged women coming out is on the rise, Fev. So more women in their 50s are having they're being termed or called late blooming lesbians, which is interesting because
I get it.
You get it.
You get it.
What do you get?
I couldn't live with me. I get it.
But it's
they've probably had their kids.
A record number of women in their 50s are now leaving their husbands and coming out as gay. Yeah.
So hang on. Alex may go down this road later in life.
You'd have to bring that up with her, Byron. I don't know why you said that.
Well, it's just she's got to be with you until she's 50.
We're divorced for a little while. But I think
she had a break.
She's had a break. But they've obviously had their kids and lived their life, and now they're going, well, men are no good.
What about, well, I imagine also there's sort of a biological drive there, some physiological desire that some people have put down to menopausal age. They're experiencing life changes and hormonal ones, and this can set the stage for exploring new desires. And all again, this is all just what's been supposed. Mm. None of it's actually been, well, I imagine there will be research done now because they're staggering. The record number now is staggering compared to, let's say, 20, 50 years ago.
Wow. I can diagnose your knee, Boxy, but I can't diagnose what you're talking about. There's a lot of doctor talk today.
Oh, really?
Talking about all this I'm going, whoa.
Okay. Menopausal.
Okay. Way out of my league here. I just do knees. Dr. Pavola does knees and that's it.
I do have a sore knee that Fev diagnosed earlier. But, okay, what if we said 13, 10, 60? If you are a late-blooming lesbian or maybe you know one, maybe your mum, because this is happening more and more, and I know a girlfriend of mine, when she was at uni, her mum said, just so you know, she and her father had broken up about a year before and she said, I'm now in a relationship with a woman. And I remember at the time going, wow, it's interesting to have lived your life that long and then maybe realise you weren't living your true life or your true sexuality. And a woman who was interviewed in the article I read, she said that she was 48 and she was watching a documentary and it just sort of occurred to her whilst watching the documentary, I think I might have feelings for women.
It could be me.
It is fascinating. And I think to bring it up, it's an interesting conversation to have considering this is now a record number of women that are.
Let's see how we go on the
coming
phones.
Coming out in middle age.
If it sounds like you, give us a call.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We were talking about just a really interesting study that's come out in the last week pointing out that there is a record number of women in later life, middle age, once they've hit 50, leaving their husbands and then coming out as gay. And there's a label getting around called late-blooming lesbians and they're putting it down to things like maybe menopause, hormonal changes, shifts. There could be many reasons why, but it's really interesting. I know that I've got a number of, I've got one of my girlfriends, her mum, later in life, left her husband and is now with a female partner, and I can think of another lady who's got children and later in life found a female partner. So, you know, it's a thing that we have opened the phones and we've said, let's discuss this.
The LBL community.
What's LBL?
Late blooming lesbians.
Oh, good.
It's a new one.
We've got Carmen from Seaford on the line. Thanks for giving us a call, Carmen.
Hello.
Carmen, it's a really interesting statistic that we've discovered or has been uncovered. Is this something you relate to?
Yeah, definitely.
So can you talk us through your story?
Yeah, certainly. I'm 48 years old and I've been with my partner for 6 years. I was married once upon a time, but that was a long, long time ago. I didn't leave my husband to become a lesbian. I think it just happened naturally. I was 40 years old and, I just crossed over. It was more of a shift thing for me.
More of a shift, I think.
Carmen, because people would be fascinated in this because there's some people are saying that maybe it's hormonal, maybe there's. I also read about another lady saying it was like an epiphany she had. Just wow, I think. For you, was it something? Did you identify as heterosexual, and now you identify as a lesbian? Did you always have those feelings? Maybe now you think about it.
I did experience with girls when I was younger, like in, early teenage years, and I sort of put that down to just experimenting. Mm. And then went on in life being heterosexual and got married and had a child and all that sort of stuff. So, and then at 40 years old, it just happened. I was surrounded by a lot of women in my life and I just crossed over. So I really can't explain it too much, except for that it was just a shift for me and then it's the happiest I've ever been and it's the best relationship I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
that's great, Carmen. Are you saying that because there's a lot less whinging, a lot less, jocks on the ground, lost dirty everything?
Yeah, a lot less cleaning up after a man. But no, it's not that really. It's we're just in perfect harmony. We're very balanced. Emotionally, you get a lot out of it.
That's great that it's working.
It is. That's really, I've often said that.
You can imagine?
I could imagine at a later stage in life, maybe if you had a really good friend, female, if I had a good female friend.
You could.
Oh, you've made this about me. I'm just saying, I understand
you made it about you.
The emotional connection support that one woman can get from another woman. I absolutely can relate
you actually,
to that.
You have some great friends, and if they were in that same stage, I could actually picture you with a couple of your friends.
Can you?
No, I won't
often
mention.
How do you picture me with a couple of my friends?
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when I came out and all that Barnaby stuff was going on, and I said, look, let's just give them some privacy. There's a baby being born,
yes,
and I'm really sensitive to things like that. That's a little life that's coming into the world, doesn't need all the chaos around it. So let's let Vicky go off and have her baby and have some peace.
But I reckon he might, the baby might need to know something.
Well, do you know what? Barnaby, you've lost me. I mean, you'd already sort of lost me. I mean, I'm not saying I was ever a Barnaby fan.
Sure.
He lost me at Pistol and Boo. But but I'm just saying I was trying to give him the respect of, you know, the privacy,
yes,
that I do believe he and all his family deserved. And they were just going off. Do you know what I mean? They'd done their final interview,
done.
Vicky and Barnaby, and they were going off into the distance.
Because he's on the back bench now. He's not the deputy PM anymore.
He's on the back burner.
They've come out, spoken to the media, now off on the back bench and off to wherever the private place is that they're going to go and have their child together. And then he popped his head up on the weekend. And in
I'm
an
still
interview
here.
With Fairfax, he's now questioned whether or not he's the dad.
Oh.
I actually have no idea what's going on here, unless he's had a brain spasm that's made him not think clearly. I can't think what's happened for him to come out and say it. He's now questioning the identity of the child's biological father. He's saying it's a grey area because the baby was conceived in June. Now, he's pointed out that he had an overseas work trip at the time with his wife. I mean, all of it just sounds so sordid, doesn't it?
You think?
For 10 days, followed by a period as acting prime minister. Now, he has said that he's not going to be getting a paternity test and he's planning to raise the child as his own, regardless of who the father is.
Stop talking.
I mean, you've got a partner, because I believe that Vicky is now his partner. They're in a relationship.
Yeah.
He's just driven a bus over her.
Yeah.
Like, how's that?
What does he think? What does he think she was up to in June when he was away?
Well, that's the thing. When you are pregnant, she's having this baby in a month. The last thing you want is your boyfriend to say, hey, whether it's mine or not, I'll stand by it. I mean, what is he thinking?
Think Barnaby's smart enough to maybe get a test before all this came out? Wouldn't you
I don't think, well, you'd, oh, can you'd, you? I don't even know. Can
well,
you?
I don't know, but you'd think you'd get some clarification before you lost your job. Then you lose your job and then
well,
say
he must
it's not
be
yours.
Pretty certain. I'd say
but
there's
why would
a
he say that then?
I think he's trying to come off the victim. I cannot. That's the only motivation when I really try to
so
imagine
he's
what he's doing. I think
kin.
He's trying to say, hey, I might be a victim here too of a woman that's trapped me. Yes. I don't know, but it's just mind-boggling.
All right, 27 past 7
bloody
on the Fox.
Silly Barnaby.